So today we're looking at Philippians 2. We're looking into the Incredibles, as Incredibles 2 is coming out soon. It's only right that we do something, a lesson and a message on the Incredibles. Yeah, The Incredibles is a movie made by Pixar, Disney, and about a family that has superpowers. You have Mr. Incredible, Elastigirl, and then the two sons and the daughter also have powers. We're gonna look at Bob today, though, Mr. Incredible. There's a scene in the movie where the build up is ultimately like superheroes kind of had a falling out, and they were not able to be superheroes anymore, but they still had their powers. They just had to live normal lives. Well, Mr. Incredible is basically a paper pusher at this insurance place, and on the side, without his wife knowing, he is going out with his buddy Frozone to do like missions. And this one particular night, they go out and they save a group of people in a burning building. The building falls down. They get out safe and they go home, where Bob's wife is waiting for him in the house. An argument ensues, and ultimately, at the end of the argument, there's a line that is said. Bob's argument is that they have these powers and they should be able to use them for the greater good, where that is a good logic. Elastigirl says this. She says, "It is not about you." And it's interesting because when I watch that scene, and I have kids in this, so I've watched that scene a million times. It is such a recognition that even good things that we do can be about us. And the Bible talks about this specific thing in Philippians 2. It says this. In verse 3 and 4 says, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others." And in this scene, what we see is that even though it's a good thing what Bob is doing, and he's looking into his own interests, he does not understand that if caught, he could uproot his family, they could get in trouble, they could, their major consequences could happen. And what his wife is trying to tell him is that it's not about you that you don't do these things. It is about our family. What's really cool is at the end of the movie, or towards the end of the movie, they're able to all use their powers freely, but he's able to use it with his family. And for the interest, the betterment of his family and the betterment of others as well. And so when I think of our lives and how often we seem to do things and act upon things that benefit us with our money, our time, our interests, whether they be good or bad things, because sometimes we put a bad connotation to things that we do. Like, if it's not in the interest of others, it's like automatically bad. It can be a good thing that you're doing for yourself, or that you maybe have a blind spot and you think you're doing it for others, but really it's for your own enjoyment, happiness, fulfillment. And the Bible is clear on this, that we need to put others above ourselves. It doesn't say that we can't do things in our interests, in our own interests. It says that we ought to do things for others before ourselves. It's funny that God does that, but how he's like, no, you can still, in verse 4, you don't just, the thing is, don't look only to your own interests. Look for others as well. And so my encouragement is this, that as you're doing things, run it through the filter of, especially if you're in your family or your friend group or whatever, is this solely for me? Or can I be doing something for someone else? One and two commandment is love God and then love people. And so it's love God and love people. And ultimately, when we do those things, we are practicing what is being said here. There's a line that I heard a pastor say the other day that I thought was really good. He said, when you start seeing something that interests you, or that is in your interest, that's about you, that could be the Holy Spirit prompting you to say, this is something you could do for someone else. It is loving your neighbor as yourself. So when I love something that benefits me, then it's a sign of something that I could show to someone else. Because then I would be loving my neighbor as I would love myself. And I would be putting their interests above my own. So I hope that encourages you. And run that through your filter. And next time we talk about The Incredibles, we will cover Elastigirl and hopefully the new movie.